SN, this is KG4OHU.
OHU, this is KO4 SSN.
Yeah, we're back at the parking lot and all done, so I'll call you when I get in cell phone range.
Made it back. I'll talk to you in a few minutes. KO4 SSN, clear.
HXS, mobile listening.
Calling stations KO4PXB.
Is KB2HXS mobile, Greer.
That's KO4PXB. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Good. Just left the customer's house, heading back to my house.
Now I know what it's like to talk to somebody that actually works on the weekend. I'm just kidding. Like I said, I'm always on pretty much Saturdays and Sundays. You doing okay today?
I am. Well, I tell you what, being the business that I am, I have to work weekends, and I do it happily. I got to keep people cooling and warming and whatnot. So, yeah, no, I have no problem working on a weekend if I'm needed. Heck yeah, I'll go do it.
I believe I have talked to you before. I said you do HVAC work, correct?
Yes, I do. And I was underneath the house this morning getting the furnace running. And I was just up in an attic diagnosing a system I got to order some parts for. And then Tuesday I have an install. So, yeah, I stay pretty busy.
It's always good. Like I said, I'm probably about a little less than a year. We had our systems replaced, so and they checked out the furnaces and checked out everything. And we got two new compressors were outside, or condensers were outside. So as it stands right now, they're still under warranty. So anything ever goes wrong with them, we just have to contact them. They'll come out and fix what they need to.
Oh, excellent. Okay, cool. Excellent. Yeah, I've gone behind other companies and I'll repair, other installs or whatever. You know, I'm pretty much all around. But anyway, enough about my business. I'm getting ready to put a 50-foot tower up in the next week or so. Waiting for my buddy Jimmy to come back, and I'm going to try and get a tower party going here. I'm going to get the first two sections in place and get it bolted to the house, and then Jimmy's going to come by, and we're going to use a gin pole to put the last three sections up.
Definitely must be nice. I'm in an HOA where that definitely won't happen, so I'm trying to sneakily put in the black pole antenna or the dipole that people are running one in the attic and hiding it very well from the HOA, so I'm trying to make it work. I can get, still have something up and not get in trouble with HOA.
HOA problems. I'm on just under 3 acres, and my neighbors are quite a bit away from me. And I'm in an older neighborhood. I'm not in a gated community or an HOA community, so I'm in pretty good shape. There is if you do HF work, there is a wire antenna that I was watching a video on YouTube where the gentleman put he ran the wire out through his vent tip cap on his roof, came out the vent cap and wire tied it along the tip of the roof, and used the plastic zip ties. And, of course, the wire is black, it's a coated wire, and, man, I tell you what, you don't even see it, and all the connections are in the attic, and that's a pretty nice thing to do. But, yeah, unfortunately, those HOAs, they get a little particular. Now, there was a vent antenna. It actually clamps on your vent pipe coming up through your roof, and actually looks like a vent extension. I don't know if that's still around, or, it might want to look into something like that.
Definitely do that, because I've heard people mention before tie it into your gutter system and stuff like that, to where definitely have to look. And I am not into the HF yet. Due to the fact that I'm working on my general license, like I said, so right now, and that, and definitely got to save up the money for it to be able to get something that's more, pretty much has the use of, you know, has the options of all bands available, if not, you know, not just 2 meter and 440 right now.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, I just picked up an off-center fed wire antenna by Maxcon, and that runs 80 through 10. I don't believe it has 6 meters in it, but I'll tell you what, it does me quite well. And I got the wire up off of a little sidearm off my 2 meter 440 vertical on the side of my house, and it works really well.
Good, like I said, that, and got to find a place to kind of build a ham shack, because right now I'm just on a, you know, any tone with a antenna that's hanging off my blinds in my, you know, in my main living room. But like I said, so it does well what I'm, you know, doing right now. But that way, when I get something else, that way it's also not in the living room area. So when we have family and stuff like that, or guests, that it's not gaudy looking.
Well, I used to have a friend of mine. What he would do, he would have an antenna wire outside the house, and when he'd come home with his vehicle, he'd use a Brownell connector and run the antenna wire out to the antenna to his vehicle, and would run that way from the house. And you really can't say anything because it's on the vehicle, it's not on the house. And you put out a little bit better signal that way, maybe.
KO4PXB for ID. Wonder what the attenuation or loss of power being that far away is, because I'm probably talking, that's probably about 30 or 40 feet away from where I'm at right now.
See, you really don't lose that much, depending on the wire that you're using. You might lose a dB maybe, you know. The cable loss really gets critical when you get past about 50 foot or 100 foot of cable. Is really, you got to watch your loss.
That's definitely what I heard. And also, they mentioned when you do get the coax, don't go cheap on it, because that will definitely tell on you.
It depends on the length of the coax. You know, they make some nice coax these days. You know, years ago, I used to use a Belden cable called 9913, which was a pretty low-loss cable. It was a solid center conductor, but there was an air gap in there, and if you weren't careful and you didn't seal your connectors up, it would fill up with rainwater or condensation. But they make a nice cable. There's a nice RG8 out there that works really, really well. The LMR400, unless you're running a significant length, like past 100 feet or 150 foot, I really wouldn't put that kind of money out for the LMR400. But there's a good RG8 cable out there. Oh, yeah, nice half-inch cable that'll do the job.
Say what I put in my notes for my when I'm going further like that, to be able to have that RG8 where, and then have a system like that.
Yeah, you gotta remember too, you know, there's so many repeaters in this area. You don't need top dollar cable. You know, you can get away with RG8 and work the repeaters just fine, you know. You got repeaters, you know, you can shake a stick in this area, you got, what, half a dozen repeaters right here.
This is definitely true, because I bought this Anytone probably about 6 or 7 months ago, and KO4 NUE Chat High Power made the antenna that I'm using. So I've heard that it's actually doing pretty well. I can talk to Mount Mitchell, and I've talked PRN in it, so it's definitely doing me good so far.
Excellent. If you can key up Mount Mitchell with what you got, that's good. You know, stick with it. But But, I know there's all kinds of alternatives and stuff. You just got to do a little searching online. Anyway, sir, let me get out of here. I'm just about home. Oh, my gosh. KL4PXB, is that what it is? I'm sorry. KB2HXS.
Sound right. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo. My name is Lloyd.
That's right, Lloyd. Yes, KO4. I'm sorry. I apologize. KO4PXB, KB2HXS. Have a good afternoon, my friend. 73.
Have a great day.